Chapter 1. We're all perverts. Gnoti Seutan. Know thyself. Inscription outside the Temple of Apollo at Delphi. You are a sexual deviant, a pervert through and through. Now, don't get so defensive. Allow me to explain. Imagine if some all-powerful arm of the government existed solely to document every sexual response of every private citizen. From the most tempestuous orgasmic excesses to the slightest twinges of genitalia to unseen hormonal cascades and subcranial machinations, not a thing is missed. Filed under your name in this fictional scientific universe would be your very own scandalous dossier, intricate and exhaustive in its every embarrassing measurement of your self-lubricating loins. What's more, the records in this nightmarish society extend all the way back to your adolescence, to the days when your desires first began to simmer and boil. I'd be willing to bet that buried somewhere in this relentless biography of yours is an undeniable fact of your sex life that would hobble you instantaneously with shame should the wrong individual ever find out about it. To break the ice, I'll go first. And how I wish one of my first sexual experiences were as charming as inserting my phallus into a warm apple pie. Instead, it involves pleasuring myself to an image from my father's old anthropology textbook. This isn't even as admirable as those puerile stories about a teenage boy masturbating to some National Geographic-like spread of exotic naked villagers breastfeeding or shooting blow darts in the Amazon. No, it wasn't anything like that. For me, the briefest of heavens could instead be found in an enormous and hairy representative of the species Homo neanderthalensis. I can still see the lifelike rendering now. The Neanderthal was shown crouching down, pink gonads dangling teasingly between muscular apish thighs, while with all his cognitive might, this handsome grunting beast tried desperately to light a fire in a cobbled pit to warm his equally hirsute family. What looked to be a perplexed woman from whose furry breast a baby feverishly suckled. The Neanderthal was in fact too brutish for my tastes, but in those pre-internet days, he was the only naked man I had at my fingertips. Well, the only naked hominid, anyway. One must work with the material one has. So there, I said it. In my adolescence, I derived an intense orgasm, or 20, from fantasizing about a member of another species.